Now, Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and the poster child of sassiness, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barnewen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Our first headline comes from ABC News. Some hospital patients are put on antibiotics because they have an infection or they're at high risk for getting one. Okay, that makes sense. But according to a recent study, many patients are given antibiotics for no reason whatsoever. Scientists from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention surveyed 11,000 patients in 183 hospitals across 10 states. Almost half were taking between one and four different antibiotics for no reason. Inappropriate antibiotic use increases the prevalence of antibiotic-resistant infections, which causes 25,000 deaths per year. Kim, what's your opinion on being prescribed antibiotics for no reason?
Yeah, this is crazy. And I have to say, I like what you said before we got on here. He's like, you were saying that people think sometimes that being prescribed an antibiotic is like taking a multivitamin. And that like struck a chord with me because people don't even question it. They just think like, oh, well, the hospital put me on this. Well, then it must be safe. And you would think that they're in the position to know better and they're the ones dishing it out like it's candy. No, it's no good. Too much.
Right. Exactly. And Kim, I think people really just don't know what the word antibiotic means, folks. Anti means against. The word biotic means life. So the word antibiotic literally means against life or death. Now, the name makes sense considering antibiotics cause death to the cells of your body. But because you're on them short term, the goal is to destroy more of the bad bugs than the good cells. So that's why you don't want to be on them for a prolonged period. Usually they give you like a week and a half's worth. And, you know, the more you put in your body, the less potent they are.
Right. And you think about all the helpful bacteria in your stomach. You know, a lot of times people say, well, if you're going to be on antibiotics, you know, maybe take a probiotic or something, because all of the good bacteria that your stomach has been working so hard to keep is now destroyed thanks to this antibiotic. And you put it so perfectly.
Exactly.
Anti-life. That should be the flag right there.
Exactly. You know, and there's some added natural stuff you can do to help boost your immune system. You know, what are some ways that you like, Kim, to achieve a natural way of building up immunity?
Well, you know, all you have to do is take a look in your refrigerator or in the vegetable aisle or even in your cupboard with your spices, herbs like ginger. Ginger reduces inflammation, it can help with blood clots, and it actually can help reduce cholesterol. And then turmeric, which is another one that's so amazing, has such high antioxidant properties, and it's an anti-inflammatory also. So these are things that are inexpensive, that are great for you, and you probably have it in your kitchen already.
Exactly. And turmeric protects the liver from adverse effects of alcohol. So if you drink a lot of alcohol and worried about that liver, turmeric is the key. You know, one of my favorites, Kim, is olive leaf extract. We hear a lot about the benefits of olive oil. It's all over the news, but the leaf has even greater therapeutic value. Anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. This stuff is great. I had a chronic tooth abscess once, and olive leaf extract brought down the infection in less than 24 hours. So this stuff is something you also need to put in your little, quote, medicine cabinet.
Oh, I'm going to remember that one. That sounds like a good one.
That's a good one. Echinacea is another one. I drink the tea during flu season or cold season. Knock on wood, Kim. I have not had a cold or flu, and every winter that day I drink that because my patients, they're all sick, sneezing, and coughing, and I drink echinacea tea in the morning, and I'm telling you, the stuff is really shown to support a healthy immune system. So it really makes a difference.
I totally agree. I can't even remember the last time we've been sick in my family because we drink the stuff too. So, yeah, I'm right behind you on that one.
So, mate, now there are items in the diet that can lower your immune system. One to be aware of is alcohol. You know, if you're sick or prone to being sick, cut back on alcohol. Better yet, sustain, because it impairs immune system. And if you're going for surgery, avoid alcohol 3 days prior because it's a blood thinner. And you do not want thin blood that doesn't clot properly before surgery. Do you know of any immune-zapping foods you recommend people stay away from?
Yeah, definitely processed foods. Just if your diet is heavy on processed foods and sugar, you know, you're eating a lot of products that have sugar in it, those are things that are really going to hamper your immune system. And, you know, you think about processed foods. We've talked about this before, but, you know, there's chemicals in there to keep shelf life for years and years. So these chemicals are not doing your body or your immune system any good.
Exactly. That's a real good one. You know, and while researching this topic, Kim, I found a new study published in the Journal of American Medical Association showing if a child takes antibiotics before the age 2, it predisposes him to getting obesity later in life. And, you know, the sign of a sniffle or an ear infection, antibiotic. No, folks, it's not the multivitamin. Antibiotics should not be taken unless it's absolutely necessary. And we got a chew on this number 2 segment. Let's do a couple food trivia, Kim, you know, in the few minutes we have. Some of these shocked me. Here's one. How many pounds of coffee does a coffee tree produce in 1 year? Here's the choices, Kim. 1 pound, okay. 10 pounds, 50 pounds, or 100 pounds of coffee, one tree in 1 year. What do you think it produces? How many pounds? 10, 50, or 100? 50 pounds. You ready?
Yeah.
A coffee tree produces just 1 pound of coffee. That's it.
Oh,
I was shocked,
God.
Too. Yeah,
oh
now, you know what's funny? Some people drink in a week the amount of coffee that tree makes in 52 weeks.
Oh, my God.
That poor little tree's working so hard for you folks.
All right, here, I got one for you, too.
I'm ready.
Okay, and this is a good one for parents out there. So how many peanut butter sandwiches do you think the average kid is going to eat by the time they've reached high school? Now, here's the thing. We don't even eat peanut butter in my house, so I was surprised by this. But I'm sorry I'm not giving you choices, but I'm giving you the answer is 1,500.
1,500?
Yes.
Peanut butter sandwiches?
Yes, just by the time they
were high
school. I know. that was a crazy one.
You know, when I was growing up, I remember the peanut butter sandwich. It might have been 1,500. I lost count at 10, but it could have been. And we didn't have almond butter back then, which is so much more healthier. And, of course, back then it was the Wonder Bread, the white bread that we ate as kids. And I think we're getting smarter. So that's great. Here's one.
Yeah.
I got another trivia. A honeybee must tap how many flowers to make 1 pound of honey? Here's the choices. 12 flowers, 200 flowers, 100,000 flowers, or 2 million flowers just to make 1 pound of honey. What's the answer?
Oh, I have a feeling it's going to be like, we'll say like 200. I think that's choice number 2.
200 flowers? That's kind of what I would think. 200. You ready? 2 million flowers, Kim, to make 1 pound of honey.
That's 4 bees.
I know.
So
but of course one doesn't do all that. It actually takes 50,000 bees traveling 60,000 miles to bring you 1 pound of honey. I mean,
oh, those poor little things. I guess we now know term busy as a bee.
Yeah, busy. Oh, there you go. Busy as a bee. So now we appreciate our pound of coffee and pound of honey much more now. Look, when you look at all the work that goes into it.
It's
amazing. So you got one more trivia for us? We got about another minute.
I do. Okay, so now a pound of potato chips cost how many more times than a pound of potatoes? Like, you would think that it's going to be,
five times, ten times more?
Not too much more. Right. No, 200 times more. 200
times more.
200 times more.
So a pound of potato chips costs it's 200 times more money. So basically that proves that eating healthier doesn't cost less. That's a major trivia right there.
That's right.
It's amazing. Plus they're better to eat potatoes. Exactly. Well, fantastic. So you got a little trivia there, and now you're going to appreciate your pound of potato chips, pound of potatoes, and your pound of coffee much more now that we've kind of debunked or actually gave you a little trivia behind it. So that's great. So that concludes another Chew on This. You can join Kim and I, your dynamic duo of due diligence, next time as we digest health news you can use. You can follow Kim on Twitter at HealthyBitch and me at Dr. David Friedman. Don't go away. More health-enhancing and empowering information still ahead right here onto Your Good Health Radio. Stay well and stay tuned. We'll be right back.